This month, the University of Wyoming will host a field course where students will explore the geographic, historical, and religious significances of Heart Mountain in northern Wyoming. Two educators will split teaching of the course, one focusing on history and the other on religion. The latter, Mary Keller, is a historian of religions and a lecturer at UW. She spoke with Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez from the Bighorn Radio Network in Cody about what makes Heart Mountain so special.
You know, Heart Mountain is this really unique geological formation that has attracted the eye of people for like 12,000 years worth of human habitation in this area. The way it rests out there on the Bighorn Basin, but also because of its proximity to Yellowstone, it points the way to the Shoshone River and how to get up into Yellowstone. So it has been a landmark that has attracted people's eyes and their hearts for a long time.
So what will students do during this field course?
It's going to be great. We will benefit from two instructors, Mary Humstone, who does is a historic preservationist, and myself. And we will both benefit from the Heart Mountain Interpretive Center and an American Studies project called Heart Mountain Barracks Revisited, so that students will be able to go through the Heart Mountain Interpretive Center to benefit from the Heart Mountain Foundation's annual pilgrimage. So we'll have a chance to meet with actual internees who have who come back for this annual pilgrimage. We will travel to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and look from a distance at the role that Heart Mountain plays on the land. We will hike. We will draw. We will be reading extensively in an interdisciplinary study of both sacred lands issues and the history of the mountain. And we will, through this, have a combination of both research and pragmatic experience with the mountain.
You know, you'd mentioned that Heart Mountain has a long period of history as far as its significance to people of different cultures and at different times. Can you tell me about what makes Heart Mountain significant to different groups of people?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons it's a great – we call the course that Heart Mountain is an icon of American landscapes, and it absolutely is. So we've got roughly 12,000 years worth of indigenous presence in the region, and that trails led to and past Heart Mountain. So we have an indigenous layer on this mountain that's ancient and deep. The Crow were in the area for about the last 500 years, so that by the time of the Fort Laramie Treaty of 1851, they were given this whole region here as part of their territory. And they have a unique relationship to the mountain that we'll talk about in a bit. And then during World War II, 1942 to 1945, Japanese-American internees lived in the fourth largest city in Wyoming at a relocation camp right there at the shoulder of the mountain. And so much of their art and much of their recollections about their time there has to do with the power of that mountain as the landmark of their experience. And then after the war, homesteaders were given both access to those barracks and to the land around Heart Mountain through a couple of lotteries. And so then the settling, the homesteaders built a whole new layer of this, where Heart Mountain stands uniquely as a model of home. If you even just look at the number of signs around Cody and Powell that use Heart Mountain as their icon, it's clear that Heart Mountain has a power in our hearts to let us know when we're home.
You're leading this course with another instructor, historic preservation specialist Mary Humstone. I understand she'll be covering a lot of the history with students, but your background is the history of religions. What's the religious and cultural significance of Heart Mountain?
Mountains have played a role on landscapes as a source of sacred power across time and cultures. And in this case, if we look specifically, for instance, with the Crow notion, they saw Heart Mountain's austere presence as the kind of place where if a person fasted and made offerings, they might actually have access to the power of the Creator's capacity to see supernatural power at work in the world, so that they would seek out at Heart Mountain the gift from the Creator that allows them to see supernatural power in the world. One of their ancestors, Foretop, this is a very American story. He was an orphan who sought out power from the mountain, and the mountain granted him great power that was evidenced in his authority and skill as a leader. And so they, over time, grew to call the mountain Foretop's father, because clearly the mountain had adopted this orphan and had given him the kind of power that made a person effective and a good community member. So that's a great story to open up. If you don't know that, and then you look at Heart Mountain after you've heard that story, the fact that it was a mountain that adopted a human and gave them the skills they needed to lead their community, that's a good story for our time.
Why is a field course the best way to tackle these subjects, and what do you want these students to take away from it?
As an icon of an American landscape, Heart Mountain will bring students directly into, one, just the good old experience of moving across some of Wyoming and learning Wyoming through your feet. That's important. And two, then there are elements of American history that are contentious, that ask us questions of conscience, such as the relocation of Japanese Americans and the internment there and the removal of indigenous people. And so students will get to look at the heart of being Americans, and that heart contains with it some of these contentious and contested sites on the American landscape. So I think that's an important experience. The capacity to tap into the Heart Mountain Foundation pilgrimage, as well as the Heart Mountain Reconnection Project, that's a great opportunity to meet people who share such deep connections to this mountain. And my opportunity to work with Mary Hemstone and a group of students out on the land. I'm a pretty pragmatic academic, so if I can think and move with people in real life experiences, that's where I want to do my teaching.
Mary Keller is an historian of religions and a lecturer at UW. She and historic preservation specialist Mary Hemstone will lead UW's first field course at Heart Mountain. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks so much for having us.